Georgia calls for ceasefire in South Ossetia. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili has called for a ceasefire in the conflict with Russia. The two nations started hostilities over the breakaway province of South Ossetia. Russia sent hundreds of tanks and troops into South Ossetia on Friday to protect Russian citizens living there. Georgia responded by sending troops and fighter planes to the area. The fighting left over 1,500 dead on both sides. Mr. Saakashvili also proposed that Russian and Georgian troops step back from the region to allow breathing space and avoid a full-blown war. He said Georgian soldiers would withdraw from South Ossetia's capital, Tushkinvali, and would stop shelling Russian forces. Media reports are that Russia is already in control of Tushkinvali. The wider world is worried the conflict might erupt into a dangerous war between the two sides. Georgia is a staunch ally of America and wants to join NATO, something Russia does not want to happen. Many analysts in the West say that Russia may be planning to march to Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, and overthrow Saakashvili. The Kremlin views Georgia's leader as a puppet of the West. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice urged Russia to halt its attacks and withdraw from Georgian territory. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said he sent his troops into South Ossetia on a peacekeeping mission and wants a ceasefire. Heated arguments took place at the UN Security Council on Friday night as members tried to avoid war.